Hello, everyone. This is Chris Gilland from Waxhaw, North Carolina, doing another audio boo this morning with my iPhone 5. Just wanted to kind of, as I'm getting my day started here, give a little bit of, I know I've done this before, but I wanted to give a little bit more thoughts on my experience and opinions of the iPhone 5. Wow. I have got to say, I had an iPhone 4S, as most of you probably know, before I upgraded this last third of the month of January to my AT&T iPhone 5. And that was kind of an interesting situation. I don't know if I ever told you guys how that went down. it was kind of interesting. Basically, and I don't want to get too much off on a tangent with this, but basically, essentially what happened was I had the 4S. Well, all right, back up. When I first signed up for AT&T, I was a T-Mobile customer before I went to AT&T, and well, basically, I'd always wanted an iPhone. Now, granted, you certainly can jailbreak an iPhone. I'm not necessarily condoning doing it, nor am I not condoning doing it. What I will say is do it at your own discretion. But at any rate, that's neither here nor there. But basically, I had T-Mobile, and I mean, I really liked their service. Don't get me wrong. And to be frankly honest with you, I still like their service. No, I'm not with them anymore, don't get me wrong. But I just service-wise, they really weren't that bad. They were actually pretty good. What I didn't like about them, however, well, it's not really so much that I didn't like about them. It's more just I found it kind of annoying. Was the fact that the only accessible phones that they really had, okay, they definitely had Windows Mobile phones back in the days, you know, like they had the T-Mobile HTC Dash 3G. Before that, they had just the plain old Dash. Of course, then they had the Touch Pro 2, and, you know, I mean, they had the HTC, what did they call that? Of course, these had HTC Sense, which was, to say, extremely irritating at best would be an understatement. There were things that just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, to say the very least. So, at any rate, I got a, right before I left with, from T-Mobile, I had a Android phone. I actually had, I had the Motorola Charm, which was running Android 2.1, which I believe was, I want to say Eclair, if I'm remembering correctly. No, I don't think it was. Was it Eclair? I don't remember. Yes, it would have been Eclair, because it was Eclair, then Froil, and then Gingerbread, and then, yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I had Froil. Not Froil. You know what I'm trying to say. What the heck. Anyways, it was 2.1. Let's just put it that way. And, I mean, it was great for what it was. You know, don't get me wrong, but what I didn't really like about it was just there were a lot of things that were just very limited. Now, granted, Android has come a long way since then, admittedly. You know, don't get me wrong, especially with Jelly Bean being out nowadays. And from what I understand, Key Lime Pie being in the works. But, okay, what type of coffee do I want this morning? Let's see. I think I'm going to do a hazelnut. That'll be really good, I think. Sorry. So, and you're going to have to excuse the noise here. You're going to definitely hear a very loud hum in the background. Gotta love Keurigs that don't have the nice little silencer technology in them. This is the B60 limited edition version that came out a few years back. And great coffee maker, great brewer, but very loud. So August the 8th of 2011, I just started thinking to myself, well, you know, I really want to get me an iPhone 5. Now, the problem was that I was, or not an iPhone 5, excuse me, an iPhone 4S, pardon me. Actually, I think, come to think of it, it wasn't even the 4S, it was just the 4. That's what happened. I wanted to get the iPhone 4. So, you know, I go in, and I'll be honest with you, I never had even seen the iPhone 4 prior to that day. Well, I go into the AT&T store, I just said, you know, my contract's not up with T-Mobile, but, you know, screw it, whatever. You know, I'll go ahead and, you know, it's only $250. I've only, you know, $250. I know you're probably going, only $250? That's a damn lot of money. Well, yeah, it kind of is. But considering the fact that at that time, I don't remember where it came from, but I did that month have a little bit extra money. So I just said, you know what, screw it. I'll go ahead and do it. So anyways, that's exactly what I did. I broke my contract with T-Mobile, pardon me. Broke my contract with T-Mobile and then went over to AT&T. And, you know, I went into the AT&T store. I said, you know, I'd like to get the iPhone 4. At the time, the 4S wasn't out, which kind of irritated me, actually, because very soon thereafter, I think it must have been within probably half a year after that, they came out with the 4S, and, you know, I kept hearing good things about it. I kept hearing about you could use Siri with it, which you couldn't do on the 4, you know, etc. And it just, really, to be honest with you, made me all that much more want the 4S. So, finally, February of 2012 came. And, you know, one of my best friends was down here visiting with me. And, you know, I told him, I said, you know, this is probably in the long run, I'm probably going to have buyer's remorse for doing this. Not because of it being a bad phone, but more because it's going to hurt the pocketbook like you'd not believe. But I figured I'll go ahead and do it. So I went ahead and paid the full retail, and sorry about that. I had to kind of concentrate there for a moment. I was putting some Equal in my coffee. There we go. You know, and I just said, you know, what the heck, I'll go ahead and do it. And so that's exactly what I did. I got the 4S. Well, of course, now, let me jump you forward a little bit. I'll take you now forward to January of this month, of 2013. You know, I got to thinking, and, you know, it was one of these things. Technically, I would have been 19 months into my contract come September of this year. Well, I decided, you know what? I don't really, though, want to wait. I can, but I really don't want to. I can wait and get the 16 gig for basically, excuse me, I can get the 16 gig for basically just the, you know, entry price that you'd get if you were not already a customer. So basically I'd pay, well, that'd be, I guess I'd be like, what, $199, I think it would have been. I could have paid, you know, what, I think it's like $199 for the 16, $299 for the 32, $399 for the 64, which is really not a bad deal. I mean, I'll give you that. But I just got to thinking, you know, frankly, I've got the money right now I could spend to get the iPhone 16 gig for the full retail price of the $649.99. And to be honest with you, I mean, here's how I saw it. You know, I have an iPad third generation, which is, you know, a 16 gig. And then I have the iPad mini, which is the 64 gig. I also have an iPod Touch 3GS, which is a 32 gig. So, plus I have both of the iPod Nano fourth generations for playing music and all that other good stuff. So, theoretically, I have plenty of devices that I can load music on. Plus, I also have a subscription to iTunes Match. So, really, to be frankly honest, I can put all my music up in the cloud. Well, not all of it, but, you know, a good amount of it, put it that way. And then go from there. So, the bottom line is, I got to thinking, you know, really, honestly, the 16 gig really was doing me just fine. You know, I really didn't have a need to get anything higher. And if I did need anything higher, then I would use, you know, like either my iPad mini or whatever. Now, granted, that's not a 3G or, for that mind, 4G LTE capable iPad. It's a Wi-Fi only. But who's to say that I couldn't tether with AT&T's tethering, which I do have with my shared data plan. So, which, by the way, is a little bit pricey. I will give you that. But it does work. Anyway, so with all that said and done, I just started thinking, I'm like, you know, what the heck? You know, it's going to hurt the pocketbook, but let's go ahead and get the 5. So I told my grandmother, I said, can you take me to the AT&T store? And I'm going to go ahead and do it. Which she was okay with, and we went ahead and went. Well, before I did, however, I called AT&T customer service. You know, I just called 611 for my phone, and I spoke to them there, and long story short, they basically told me, they said, well, Mr. Gilland, you actually have the ability right now to do an upgrade. I mean, granted, it's not the full upgrade, but you can get an early upgrade discount price. Now, granted, you'll only get $250 off, whereas you would get, what, I guess that'd be like $400 off if you wait till September. So, theoretically, you're still not going to really get a lot off, but essentially what this would mean is, it would basically mean you would pay basically $449 for the, let's see, what would that be? Yeah, $449 for the 16 gig, $549 for the 32 gig, $649 for the 64 gig. I'm going, hold the mustard a minute here. You know, hold the mustard, Tabasco, and mayonnaise. Whoa, that's not a good combination. Anyways, the bottom line is, I'm just like, now hang on a minute. You're telling me that I could get basically the iPhone 16 gig, iPhone 5 16 gig, white or black, either or, basically for $649.99 full retail. But you're telling me that right now I'm eligible for an early upgrade, not the full upgrade, I understand that, but for the early upgrade, I am eligible where I could literally get for $649, just call it $650, I could get the iPhone 5 64 gig in my choice of either white or black. Is that what you're telling me? And they confirmed, they said, affirmative, that's exactly. Or you can wait till September and you could get the 64, up to the 64 for as little as $349. I'm like, you know what? I was going to pay $649 today anyway. for the 16 gig. But if you're telling me that I can pay that same amount and get the 64, oh man, you know, it's just like, I may as well just bite the bullet. I mean, granted, it might be more capacity than I really will need, but it's a steal. I mean, why pay $449, why pay $449 for a 16 gig when in the first place I was going to pay $650, just call it, anyway? So just stick with the original plan, pay the same amount, but for God's sake, get the 64. Don't sacrifice the money for less capacity. You know, you already were going to get the 16 gig for the full retail for the full $650. I mean, so what the hell? I mean, you know, and so that's essentially what I did. I went ahead and, you know, bit the bullet, and well, to make a long story short, the rest is history. So I now have the iPhone 5 64 gig, and very happy with it. I'm extremely happy with it, as a matter of fact. Probably the best cell phone I've ever owned. Probably the best smartphone I've ever owned, too. So that's kind of my story of how that went down. But yeah, no, I've got to be honest. And I know I put up a review on my opinions of the iPhone 5, but I've got to hand it to you. This is actually being recorded with the iPhone 5. Now I'm not using the speakerphone loudspeaker part of it. I'm literally holding the earpiece up to my ear right now, and I'm literally talking on it as if I were not on a speakerphone. That's probably why I sound so good. But even if I did this and put the thing way out in front of me like I was on a speakerphone, I mean, as you can tell, it's still very, very clear. I mean, you know? But there we go. I don't really want to do that, thank you. But as you can tell, even doing that, it's still very, very clear. Surprisingly so. I will also say that I've been getting a lot more into, I mean, I've been into using Audioboo before this, but I'm really getting into it now with the iPhone 5, because I've got to tell you, guys, you guys were not kidding when you told me that the internal speaker on the iPhone 5 was better than the iPhone 4S. I mean, I don't know if it's just all in the head or what, but low battery. 20% of battery. Oh, shut up. This thing's telling me I'm low on battery. Hold on. 20% of dismiss button. Yeah, screw you too, iPhone. Fine, I'll plug you in and feed you. Hold on. As I was saying, it's really, I gotta say, I'm shocked. I mean, it really is very good, you know, as far as the quality. Oh, where did my iOS cord go? Oh, where can it be? Oh, let's see. Is this it? Wait a minute. Whoa. What the bird? Well, here's one iOS cord. Yeah, this'll do. I had to see if it was a 30 pin or if that was a lightning cord. It's a lightning cord. This'll work. Okay, USB port on my MacBook. Come here. Come here, you Dumble Dorcas. No, I don't like Harry Potter. Give me a minute, guys. There. Couldn't find the cotton picking port to plug it in. I got it though. It's okay. Anyway, where was I going with this? Oh yeah. The internal speaker though is just amazing. I mean, it is just out of this world, I've got to say. I've been listening to Audioboos pretty much all morning from people I follow. And I'll be honest. I mean, yeah, I've got that Bluetooth speaker that I bought. I'll have to review that for you guys sometime. But I've got the UE Logitech Mobile Boombox Bluetooth speaker, which is incredible. Don't get me wrong. It is absolutely breathtaking. I mean, that sucker will knock your socks off. But even the internal speaker is just, it's actually very tolerable. I've got to tell you. I mean, like I said, I was playing audio boos this morning from people I follow, and I've got to say, oh man, I mean, it was great. I mean, you know, I just basically, hello iTunes, thank you for telling me you're done syncing. I mean, I basically was in bed, well, not in, well, okay, I was in bed, but not, don't think like asleep in bed. But anyway, I was in bed just listening, and I mean, yeah, it was great. I mean, I could see potentially using, you know, Audible or listening to MP3s streaming over my Dropbox or whatever. I could see even, hell, even Downcast, you know. I could see just the internal speaker being just great for stuff like that. If I'm just out and about, like if I go downstairs to grab something to eat or whatever, yeah. So I think I'm going to start using this internal speaker more than what I have been. You know, obviously in the middle of the night when my mom's asleep, I have to use my Bluetooth headset, which is fine. But, I mean, like during the day when she's gone or whatever, I mean, it works great. So, yeah, man, I've got to say, guys, I'm really liking this iPhone 5. I really am. If you hadn't gotten one and you're still back on the 4S, I would highly encourage whenever you're able to, I would definitely make the leap. I mean, it is definitely worth it. If nothing else, do it for the audio quality. I mean, it is just amazing. So, anyways, I'm out of here, guys. I've got to get this day started. I've got to be ready for work and be working at 8 o'clock starting. So, what time?
4:11 a.m.
Yeah, it's 4:11 right now. Hi, I want to get the information on what time it is. Oh, yeah, it's 4:11. Anyway, okay, that was bad. Anyway, you guys take care, and let me know your thoughts. Bye.